So you're like 20 miles from the nearest paved road. Your rig is buried up to the axles in this awful suction cup mud, and the sun is setting fast.
Yeah, that is definitely not a good place to be.
Right. And in that exact moment, the piece of metal bolted to your front bumper isn't just some accessory. I mean, it's the only thing standing between you and a very long, very cold walk home.
Absolutely.
So today we're jumping into a deep dive on Harbor Freight winches. We really want to cut through all that accessory aisle overload to figure out exactly what recovery gear you actually need to get unstuck, well, without completely emptying your wallet.
And to figure that out, I mean, we first have to look at the actual physics of getting stuck. Like, a 5,000-pound Jeep Wrangler isn't just 5,000 pounds of dead weight when it's buried in the mud.
Right, because of the suction.
Exactly. You're fighting the heavy suction of the mud, the angle of whatever incline you're on, gravity itself. All of that environmental drag actively multiplies the physical load your gear actually has to pull.
So I guess that's where the golden 1.5 times rule comes in.
Yet your winch capacity really has to be at least 1.5 times your vehicle's gross weight. So that 5,000-pound Jeep needs a 9,500-pound winch.
And a loaded 7,000-pound truck would need a 12,000-pounder. But okay, let's unpack this for a second. If I'm fighting all that mud and gravity, why shouldn't I just buy the absolute biggest 12,000-pound winch for my little 600-pound side-by-side, just to be totally safe?
Well, if you slap a 12,000-pound winch on a UTV, you're creating a massive bottleneck in your electrical system. A motor that size pulls an incredible amount of amperage under a heavy load.
Oh, right, because of the tiny stator.
Yeah, if you hook it up to a tiny UTV stator and battery, the electrical draw just instantly tanks the voltage. The winch motor starves, stalls mid-pull, and you are still stuck in the mud.
So what do you actually need then?
You really need a dedicated deep cycle battery with at least 650 cold cranking amps. That specific battery architecture is designed to sustain those deep, heavy power drains without dropping the voltage.
Match the high draw motor to a heavy duty electrical ecosystem.
Got it.
Okay. But doing that while paying the Warn or Smitty built premium, I mean, that can easily push your Bolt over $1,000.
Easily.
And that's where Harbor Freight's pricing model kind of changes the calculus for a lot of people.
Right, because they bypass the third-party markup entirely by just sticking to in-house brands. So you have Badland for electric winches and Hallmaster for manual pullers.
Which keeps the cost way down.
Yeah, since they control the engineering and sourcing, you're looking at prices 40 to 60% lower than the big name brands.
And the specs you get for that price are just wild. Like the Badland ZXR gives you wire rope and a wired switch for around $330.
Which is a complete steal.
Totally. But then you jump to the Apex line for $600, and you're getting hardened steel, planetary gears, a wireless remote, and an IP68 and IP69K waterproof rating.
Meaning it handles 1450 PSI water jets.
Right, which is vital when you're submerging the front end in a muddy river crossing. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you see a $330 budget ZXR and assume it just can't handle real abuse. But there's this specific report in our sources of a user dragging a completely stuck bulldozer out of the dirt with that exact model.
That is crazy.
How does a budget unit survive a stress test like that without the internal motor just melting into slag?
Well, it survives through smart rigging. A pull like that isn't just a straight line from the drum to the dozer.
They were doing short pulls to manage the heat.
Yeah, almost certainly. But more importantly, they were utilizing snatch blocks to change the mechanical advantage.
Ah, the snatch block. I always call that $33 pulley a mechanical cheat code.
It basically is.
Right, because by running the winch line out to the stuck vehicle through the pulley and then hooking it back to your own frame, you are essentially splitting the physical load across two lines of rope.
Exactly. The winch has to pull twice as much cable, so it's slower, but the motor is only working half as hard.
It literally doubles your pulling capacity using nothing but high school physics.
It really does. But whether you are pulling a bulldozer or a side-by-side, your safety really comes down to the line itself. You guys already know the dangers of steel wire.
Yeah, it stores all that violent kinetic energy.
Right, and if it snaps, it whips back with lethal force.
Which is exactly why so many of us swap to synthetic rope. I mean, it's lighter, and if it snaps, it just sort of falls to the dirt.
Safer, for sure. But the trade-off we don't talk about enough is UV degradation.
Oh, yeah, the sun just bakes it.
Yeah, if you leave synthetic rope sitting bare on your front bumper under the summer sun or drag it across a sharp rock shelf, It compromises the fibers incredibly fast.
And where you attach the winch matters too, right? Like the mounting point.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Your mounting point is just as critical as your rope choice. Like if you're mounting a utility winch to a flatbed trailer, you can never bolt it directly to the wood decking.
Right, because the force would just rip it right out.
Exactly. The concentrated kinetic force of a heavy pull will rip the bolts and the wood right out of the floor. It has to be anchored directly to the steel frame rails.
Otherwise, your winch just becomes a 70-pound projectile.
Which nobody wants.
No, definitely not. So I guess when you are standing in that accessory aisle, just remember, you don't necessarily need a $900 name brand winch to save your weekend.
Not at all.
Right. If you respect the 1.5 times weight rule, match your battery to your motor's electrical draw, and use a $33 snatch block to multiply your power, a budget setup will absolutely get you home.
For sure. The knowledge of how to rig the pull safely is infinitely more valuable than whatever logo is stamped on the side of the motor.
Totally agree. But I want to leave you with this final kind of ironic thought to chew on. We spend so much time obsessing over these massive 12,000-pound electric motors, cold cranking amps, waterproof remotes.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. What happens when the alternator completely dies and your deep cycle battery is totally flat? Could the ultimate, truly fail-proof off-road tool actually be the $30 Hallmaster manual hand winch? Because when all the electronics fail, that cheap little manual crank powered by your own two arms, will that not be the only thing that actually gets you out of the mud?